The recording has started.
Log Talk Radio.
Glory to God, amen, for, amen, making us ready, making us a prepared people unto himself, amen. So we give him thanks, we give him praise, we pray, amen, now that you would bring your hearts in, bring your minds in on tonight, glory to God, as we sanctify, amen, get us ready, amen, for what, for the word that's getting ready to come forth, amen. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you, we thank you, on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for you are Lord, and besides you there is none other. Father, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for you are, amen, Alpha and Omega, your beginning and the end. And we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for you're our El Shaddai. Father, you're more than enough. And for that, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for your King of Kings and your Lord of Lords. And Father, there's just none like you. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your keeping power. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for how you kept us all day long. And Father, we just come tonight just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another hour. Glory to God. We thank you today in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you on today. We're coming with thanksgiving in our hearts and thanksgiving, glory to God, on our lips on tonight. We come yet again, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming collectively. We're coming, glory to God, individually unto you. We're coming unto you, oh God, crying, Abba, Father. Glory to God, for you know what we have need of, Father, before we even ask. And Father, tonight, we're asking you this night, oh God, that you will look down yet upon us. Look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon each and every one of us. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our sin on tonight. Forgive us, glory to God, anything and everything that we've done wrong. Any way, oh God, that we've offended you. Any way, glory to God, that we've offended our brother and our sisters, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you will forgive us tonight. We're asking that you will create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to make us anew. We're asking, glory to God, that you would touch us again in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, Father, that you would revive us and restore us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we said do it again. Do it again, oh God, another touch, Father. Breathe upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way tonight. Have your way in each and every one of us. Have your way tonight, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon this line, look upon this airwaves, oh God, in thy precious name. Father, look upon us tonight. For God, yeah, God, look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, for you see the needs and you see the desires, oh God. Set, oh God, even now, oh God, those desires, oh God, above, oh God, those desires, glory to God, those things, oh God, that we have need of. Father, for we know that you are able to meet every need. Father, we know, glory to God, that you are able to give unto your people, glory to God, our very heart's desire. For you said by your word, if we delight ourselves in you, your glory to God, you will give us the desires of our hearts. And on tonight, glory be to God, we're asking you, oh God, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to move for your people. Father, move in favor on tonight. Move, glory be to God. Move as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you to do a new thing on tonight. Do a new thing in us on tonight. Do a new thing with us on tonight. Do a new thing for us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night. We're asking that you would touch the minds of your people. Transform minds, oh God. Transform as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Help us to be about your business in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to save over this line. Save over these airwaves, God, in the name of cleanse us. Father, save to the utmost. Save and deliver and set free. Glory to God, it's only you can. Father, we're asking that you, oh, glory to God. We're asking again, oh, God, that you will meet every need. Father, move in healing tonight. Move in provision tonight. Glory to God. Sanctify on tonight, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will sanctify through in thy precious name, oh, God. Father, move tonight. Father, move, glory to God, and cause your peace to rest upon us. Cause your peace, oh God, to rest upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for you are the conquering King. Father, we're thanking you tonight, wherewith, oh God, you've given us authority. You've given us power. Glory be to God over the works of the enemy. And Father, tonight we declare and we decree tonight that the hand and the plan of the enemy is brought down right now. In the name of Jesus, every work tonight, every contract tonight against your people, we cancel it, oh God, by your blood, by your precious blood, oh God. We cancel every assignment in the name of Jesus. And Father, tonight, glory to God. Father, tonight, 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 glory to God. Tonight, this night, oh God, cause thy will be done. Glory to God, thy will be done in us. That will be done in the earth, oh God. That will be done in each and every one of us on tonight. Thy kingdom come, oh God, and thy will be done. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. We glorify your name, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would have your way tonight. Have your way this night. Have your way. Glory to God, this night we're asking that you would breathe upon your servant now. Breathe upon the woman of God. Breathe afresh in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for your anointing, oh God. Your anointing, your yoke-breaking anointing. Father, we thank you now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. We're thanking you for your word. Your word, oh God, that you've already prepared for us, your people. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your word, oh God. And Father, we declare and we come in agreement, oh God, that your word shall not return unto you void, oh God, but that it shall accomplish, it shall rest in the hearts and the spirit of your people and accomplish everything wherewith, oh God, you set it to do. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for stirring our joy. We're stirring the joy of your people tonight. Joy, unspeakable joy. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We honor you tonight, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, glory to God, and we shall be covered. Father, hide us, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you thanks, and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. Glory be to God. We're blessing him. We're blessing him. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. For making us ready, people of God, making our hearts ready. Glory to God for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we pray, people of God, that you came with expectancy. Amen. We pray that you came expecting to hear a word from the Lord. We pray that you came, glory to God, amen, with your cups out. Amen. Glory to God. Saying unto him, fill my cup, Lord. Fill it. Fill it. Fill it up. Glory to God. Glory be to God. We pray on tonight, amen, that you came expecting a word, expecting a touch from the Lord. Glory be to God. In the precious name of Jesus, glory be to God, for he's able to fulfill, glory to God, that he has already said concerning you. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, people of God, glory to God, we again give God thanks. We again give him praise. Glory to God for this platform on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, 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 amen, Jesus, we are, amen, getting ready. Amen, Jesus, for, glory be to God, our scripture reading tonight. Amen. Getting ready for our scripture reading. Amen. And then immediately after our scripture reading, amen, Jesus, we're going to have, amen, a sermonic solo, glory to God, by Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. So our scripture reading Glory to God. And immediately after that, amen, Sister Sheila Jones. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Giving honor to God, thanking him for allowing me to see another day, thanking him for blessing me and allowing me to be back on the line tonight, to our visionary, Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to every listener near and far. Our scripture reading will be Psalm 46 in its entirety. The presence of God in calamity. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountain shake with the swelling thereof, the law. A river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, the Lord. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, the Lord. May God have a blessing to the hearers and most all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. You carry God. Thank you.
Darkness into light. Your words spoke and the sky came. Your word spoke and waters began to separate. You spoke to the ocean and you called it ocean. And so even as sometimes we get overwhelmed with life and it seems like we're drowning, God, be our life jacket on tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way. We decree and declare a breakthrough atmosphere on this line. In the name of Jesus, heal, Father. Deliver, God. Set the captive free as only you can. Let your word go forth with power and anointing. Hide me, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I will be going to what I believe is a familiar scripture in the New Testament, to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. I will be reading the 27th chapter of the King James Version. Let's park around verses 42 and end at verse 44, Acts 27. For those who have your Bibles, I will be reading the King James Version, and let's begin at verses 42. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land. Verse 44, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass. It didn't come to stay, but it came to pass that they escaped all safe to the land. I would like to get my subject from verse 44a, which says that some was on broken pieces of the ship. And if I was to use for a subject on tonight, it would simply be broken. But I made it. I need somebody say broken. But I made it. I came to talk to those who are in your Paul season of the broken pieces. I stopped by with hope. Proverbs 13 and 12 tells us that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Deferred means to delay. It means to postpone. And there are some people on the line that are really feeling sick, whether it's emotionally, whether it's spiritually, or whether it's financially. You feel that the storm is for your demise. It is for your destruction. Well, I came by to tell you it is simply for your destiny. I want to give you hope on tonight. The songwriter says that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. It goes on to say it's on the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is seeking sad. I stopped by with hope on tonight that yes, you may be broken, but you will make it. No matter what comes, be assured that brokenness never has the power to stop destiny. And can I tell you that God is birthing some things in your life? And the only way that a mother gives birth is by the rupturing of the amniotic sac or the water breaking. It is the breaking that announces that the baby is coming. Well, can I tell you this, that the reason for your pain, the reason for your uncomfortableness, something is about to break. Shall broken. But I made it. So what does broken mean, Sister Rochelle? I'm glad you asked. Broken means having been fractured or damaged. It means to no longer be in one piece or working in a working order. Paul came in on broken pieces. Paul is one of my favorite men in the New Testament. He is a reminder to me that it doesn't matter how low you go, it doesn't matter what you have done, that God has power to save you and turn you around. And even though Paul was saved, he was a believer, the apostle was used by God, and he still had brokenness. Well, let me tell you a true story as we get ready to dive into our text. My brother-in-law found himself in a Paul situation. He and cousin Nate had purchased a boat together, and they decided that they wanted to take the boat out into the water. The tides were just right to catch shrimp. It was early in the morning, and they set out in the middle of the water. Well, cousin Nate had experience with the sea, and so what he did is he tossed the net overboard. And my brother-in-law somehow went overboard with the net. He began to panic. He tried to get back in the boat. And what happens next will make your heart race, if it was probably you. Trying to get back in the boat, he turned over the boat. And now they are both. It was dark outside and no one to save them. The cousin started yelling, "Help! Help!" And my brother-in-law said that he made a decision in fear to just start swimming for help. It was cold and it was dark, but he kept on swimming. He happened to look up and he seen marshland. It was tall, and not knowing what was in there, but the only way that he could get help was to walk in the marshland. He says, "Sis, I sure hoped that there were no snakes, no alligators in the marsh." He said the marsh grass was sharp like a razor, but he kept on walking, trying to save the cousin. He finally made it to dry land. He happened to look down at his feet, and he noticed that his boots were cut up, his laces were gone, but guess what? He made it. Another stripper heard the cries of my cousin, and he brought him to safety. His voice was gone, but guess what? He made it. Oh, and I stopped by to remind you that you would make it. Oh, yeah. You're going to make it. I know it's dark. I know it's wet. I know it's uncomfortable, but you will make it. There's an old song we used to sing. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, the key to surviving the storm is having our anchor in Jesus. Many have lost hope, not because Jesus failed, it's because some of us let go of the anchor in Jesus. My friend, in our text, Paul finds himself in the storm, but the good news is that he was anchored. What gets me is it was all of a sudden that this storm came out of nowhere. Things were calm, and bam, just like that, the storm arose out of nowhere. There was no warning. The storm came so quickly that there was nothing that anyone could do. And that is how things happen in our lives. They arrive and they knock on our door, our physical and our spiritual lives, and out of nowhere, he asks for divorce, and out of nowhere, your child is on drugs, and out of nowhere, you were laid off on your job, and out of nowhere, the doctor gives you a bad report, and out of nowhere, the house goes into foreclosure. All of these are storms. You felt broken. But I'm telling you that you would make it. Acts 27 tells us about a storm. The Apostle Paul endured. He was nearing the end of his ministry. For 2 years, he was in a prison in Sisera, having been charged by the Jewish Sanhedrin, and they charged him with being a troublemaker who defiled the temple, who they charged him with teaching against the law of Moses, and that he was against Sisera or Caesar. The Sanhedrin was the Supreme Court of the ancient Israel. The Sanhedrin falsely, they lied, let's just be real, they falsely accused Paul of being that troublemaker. Now, he was innocent of all the charges, and Paul failed to receive justice from the Roman governors. So from the Roman governors, there was Felix and it was Festus. So he appealed. Mm-hmm. You know how we do. He appealed to Caesar, which meant he had to go to Rome and be tried. He finds himself on a large ship, and Paul warned for those with him that were leaving on the port of the Fair Havens in Acts 27 and 10. He warned them. His spirit let him know that it was not a good idea to leave. But they ignored him. They rejected him. They decided that they were going to sail because the people who really knew about sailing, they know what they talk about. They talk about we'll be fine. So here we have Paul. They're chained. They're in prison and yet in the will of God. Mm. Sometimes we have done nothing wrong, but do you know we're going to still have trouble, right? What do you do when you trust the Lord and you still end up in the storm? You still end up battered and bruised and broken. Can I tell you what to do? You keep on praying. Acts 27 and 20, Paul writes this: as he trusts God in the dark, that the Bible says, Luke pens this, that when neither the sun nor the stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, they gave up all hope of being saved. They gave up all hope because there was no sun. There was no stars. 24 hours, day after day, for 14 days, it was dark. How many have found yourself in that place? Well, the sun doesn't shine. Well, you wonder, God, where are you? I'm telling you, you got to make it. What Paul was doing during the storm is he was praying. Acts 27, verse 23, we read that God gave him a message of comfort as he prayed. Everybody else was panicking. Oh, God, Oh, now they got their own selves, didn't it? They should have listened to the man of God, but no. My grandmama said, girl, a hard head to make a soft, a soft tushy. You know, so, but God gave him a message of comfort. God told Paul that not only will he be saved, also that God will save all those who were sailing with him. But this was conditional. They had to stay with the ship. See, people don't even realize that even though they try to harm you, do you wrong, that it was your prayers that saved them. That's why the car wreck didn't kill them, because you prayed. That's why COVID-19 didn't take them out, because you pray for them. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Paul prayed, but he still had trouble. Jesus said in John 16:33 that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. I've come to understand that life is full of trouble. Jesus said it would be. Life would teach you it would be. Say, it was part of the plan for Paul to go to Rome. Then, and it's really, it's a question, that why can't we just have smooth sails sometimes? See, God never said that it would be easy. Here comes Paul to testify to us that Paul in 23 of Acts, verses 11, 12, that the Lord Jesus, he appeared to Paul. He said, Paul, listen. He came to him in the night. The Bible said he stood right near him. He said, take courage, right there, take courage. And I want to stop right there, because whenever the Lord tells you, my friend, to take courage, that means discouragement is going to try to show up. The Bible says that in Acts 23:11, verses 11 and 12, that the following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, take courage. As you testify about me in Jerusalem, you're going to have to go to Rome. But check this out. He didn't tell him about the shipwreck. He didn't tell him that in Acts 28 and 3 about the snake bite. He showed him the end. He said, you're going to have to go testify in Rome. Because, see, he don't tell us everything. If he showed us everything, we would faint. We wouldn't be able to handle it. Another thing that God didn't tell Paul was that they're going to try to kill you, brother. See, the plot to kill Paul. The next morning, the Bible says that some Jews formed a conspiracy, and they bound themselves with the oath that they were not going to eat evil folk. They not going to drink until they killed Paul. But guess what? God had his nephew to hear the plot in Acts 23:16. But what your enemy does not understand is that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. What they don't get is that you're invincible and indestructible until God says it's over. It ain't over till it's over. Somebody shout, broken, but I made it. Paul steps on the scene. And God tells him that I am going to rescue you from your own people, oh, Lord. And he said, wait a minute. You go rescue me from my own people, the people who supposed to love me? See, folk will be jealous of you and will be okay with taking you out. But what God is doing on tonight, God is calling for the eagles wings. See, the eagle will fly high, and they will spot and wait for the winds to come. When the storm hits, it sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it up above the storm. And while in the storm, the storms of life raging, the eagle is soaring above it, and it's as though they know that this thing is temporary, so it rises above it, and as if it was riding the storm, it doesn't hide from the storm. Understand this, that the eagle does not fight on the ground. No, the eagle picks up its prey and lifts it in the sky. It changes the battleground, and then it releases that which is battling from the sky and drops it. Yes. Why does he do this? Because the thing he lifts has no stamina. The things he lifts has no power. The thing he lifts has no balance in the air. It's useless. It's weak. It's vulnerable. Oh, Lord. Unlike on the ground, the eagle's enemy is powerful and deadly. So tonight, I call forth the eagle anointing. From this night forward, you will no longer fight your battles from the ground. I call you forth into the higher heights and for the deeper depths. The higher that you go, the greater that you will soar. Yes, your circumstances, sometimes they will weigh you down. The Bible says in Acts 27 and 38 that the prisoners, they had too much baggage. Yes, God. And the Bible says in verse 38 that when they had eaten, they lightened the ship. They had to cast it into the sea. What is it that you need to cast out? What is it that you need to cast into your sea? Is it fear that you need to cast out? Yes. Oh, Lord, can I tell you that there are different degrees of fear? The first fear is alarm. That's the initial realization of danger. You ever been in a situation and your heart starts to race? That's the initial. That's the alarm. The alarm, that's fear saying, I'm here. The second is fright. Fear, yeah, fear and torment. The second degree of fear is fright. That is the sudden and momentary fear. The first is alarm. That's the initial realization of danger. The second is fright. That's the sudden and momentary part of the fear. But then the third one is dread. Dread is stronger in intensity. Dread for heart. Dread makes you feel powerless over it. The spirit of fear is released on your life to attack your peace, your courage, your vision, your faith. And I don't have time to go real deep into this thing that you need to throw over your proverbial sea. But I, in Jesus' name, I release fear from its assignment over your life. I release power, love, sound mind. I release boldness, and I release peace in Jesus' name. What is it that you need to lighten your load on tonight? Is it depression? Is it shame? Is it a spirit of suicide? Whatever it is, God wants to free you. God wants to heal you. Right in the middle of your storm. They had to throw the excess overboard. And I pray you too that God would give you the strength to throw it overboard, because you have a race to run, my friend. But you got to drop some stuff. How can you share grace if you're full of guilt? How can you share love when you're full of hate? Somebody say broken. Oh, but I made it. Know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. And character produces hope. Somebody shall broke it, but I made it. Paul and the others came in on broken pieces, yes. And if Paul was here to testify, he would tell you they had me on the hit list of hell. But despite it all, I made it. The pieces were broken, but I made it. It was cold outside, but I made it. It was dark and no stars was out, but I made it. I thought initially I was going to drown, but I made it. What about you? There were times where you were going through. You were broken, but you made it. In the midst of the storms, you didn't know what to do. But you made it. Even though you were down, you made it. And I wish that I could tell you that following Jesus will make everything all right. And then it will face you. No storm following him. I wish I could tell you that following Jesus will mean that the waters of life will always be calm. I wish that I could tell you that following Jesus, life would be rosy and all sweet. But I can't tell you this, because the truth be told. Oh, Lord. Yes. But what I can tell you, that God will never leave you. That God will never forsake you. That God is near to the brokenhearted. He will save you if you crush his spirit. Well, I can tell you that he heals the brokenhearted, that he binds up the wounds. Well, I can tell you that you will make it, and I decree and I declare. But you say, sis, wait a minute. It's so bad, you don't understand. It's bad. I'd apply for WIC, but you made it. Things have got rough, but you made it. You was born without a father. You feel fatherless, but you made it. You had a father, and he walked out on you, but you made it. You were molested, but you made it. You've been a nervous wreck, but you made it. Children acting crazy, but you made it. Finances is all in a disarray, but you made it. Diagnosed with cancer, but you made it. I need a kidney, sis, but you made it. Mind all the mess up. Oh, your mind is being tormented, but you made it. You made it, brother. You made it. Oh, God, broken, but you made it. And as I close, I'm reminded of the cross. On a hill far away stood a long rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. They tried to break him. They tried to bury him. They tried to end it all, and they thought it was over. Yes, God. It got dark, and the sun refused to shine on Calvary. It looked over, But early, somebody say early, early in the morning, on the third day, Jesus got up with all power in his hand. So that's why when I'm hurt, I'm already healed. And that's why when I'm broken, he mends my broken places. And that's why when I fall, he lifts me up. And that's why when I fail, he forgives me. And that's why when I'm weak, he is strong. And that's why when I get lost, he is the way. He's the truth and the life. When you're afraid, that's why you can take courage. When you stumble, that's why he has steadied you. So get up. You will live. Get up. You will not die. Get up. You will rise out of this because you're broken, but you will make it. The hands in to the our PNN advisor, Evangelist Bradley, the house is in your hands. Broken.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through Evangelist Holmes. Amen. Broken. Amen. But I made it. Amen. So many songs come to my mind. Amen. Hearing the word of God said, though the storms keep on raging in my life, and it's hard to tell the night from day, but still my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Glory be to God. When you got an anchor in the Lord, amen, the storm, amen, won't cause you to drift away. We praise God for such an, amen, encouraging word tonight. People, God, we should feel encouraged to know that through it all, through all that we go through, and through all that we're currently going through right now, amen, we're still standing. We're still here, amen, by the grace of God. And we give God praise, we give God the glory, because it's not, amen, not of us, but by grace are we saved. So we praise God for the word tonight, the message coming through the woman of God. Amen. And while the Spirit of God is dealing with our hearts, while the Spirit of God is striving with us, encouraging us through to push through the storm, push through the rain. Amen. We're going to ask the woman of God, she will come back to the platform. Amen. She will offer prayer of salvation. Maybe somebody on the line, they're at the end of their rope, and they feel like there's no more hope. But tonight, there's hope in the word of God, if you will only accept it. Amen. If you will come forth and offer prayer of salvation, then after the prayer of salvation, we're going to ask if you will come forth again, and they take all special prayer requests, if there be any at this time. God bless you, woman of God. Back into your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Broken, but I made it. Is there anyone on the line that says, I am so broken? I'm broken. I mean, I feel that all hope is just gone. I don't know. I want to trust you, Jesus, as my personal Savior. I want to trust you in my brokenness. I want to make it. But you're asking the Lord, do you hear me? We want to open up for salvation. Is there anyone on the line that does not know Jesus as your personal Savior? Just press star, look at your key and the keypad, and press star six, and come on over and say, listen, I need some Jesus. I want to accept him. See, listen, we don't preach a lot about hell, but can I tell you that hell is a real place? It was not made for us. Hell was actually made for Satan, and it was made for those who decided that they wanted to overthrow heaven, and that's when hell was created. You were not created to go to hell. Jesus loves you. He loves you. And the only thing we have to do is simple. Is I call it the ABCs. We have to acknowledge him. We have to believe who he is. And we have to confess. That doesn't mean that you have to tell that I did this, I did that. Confess that Jesus is Lord. It's that simple. If you desire to be saved, or if you find yourself that you have let your anchor go, that you find yourself you haven't been going to church, you haven't been praying, you find yourself doing things that you used to do, and you find yourself in a backslidden situation, press *6 and say, I want to come to Jesus. I want him tonight. I don't want to keep rejecting him. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I confess all the wrongdoing. Yes, if you want a personal relationship with Jesus, the Christ, God the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? The songwriter said, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Press *6 and just come. We ask you to come. It's not too late to come. Will you want come to Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to be ashamed. We're just going to love you. We're going to send you a package. We're going to keep in touch with you and just to help you on this journey. So will you come? Backslider, will you come? Unbeliever, will you come? Amen. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are truly the Son of God. I confess that I have sinned against you in thought, in word, and deed. Please forgive me and let me live in relationship with you from now on. I receive you as my personal Savior, accepting on my behalf the work that you have accomplished once and for all on the cross. So I thank you for saving me and forgiving me. Help me to live my life so that it will be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, just text Evangelist Bradley and say, I accepted him tonight. I came back to the Lord on tonight. Amen. So the next call is for those who need prayer. I was preparing the message. The Holy Spirit let me know that there was some people who are in dire situations that are so stressed, you're trying to hold on to the anchor. You're trying to hold on to the Lord. You've been crying. You've been depressed. You've been crying at night. You've been battling fear. The demons have been wrestling with you, trying to make you commit suicide. Well, tonight, we want to touch and agree with you. For the word declares that that God has the power to shut up heaven and there will be no rain. And so if God has power to do to shut up heaven, he has power to shut off what the enemy is trying to do to you. If you would like special prayer tonight, don't be afraid. Press star 6. I have one prayer request. I'm asking that you all pray for Abby. Her name is Abigail. Abigail is 3 years old, and she is on a ventilator. She's one of my friend's granddaughter. Please pray for her, that God will show himself mighty. Is there anyone else that has a sickness, that has a loved one that is battling, whether it's disease, that's battling mental health, that is battling suicide? Even if it's not for you, you know someone that needs prayer. Just press star 6, and we will pray, and I will fast that God will break the yokes of bondage. Amen. Will you come? Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Will you come? Star 6. Is someone trying to come over? Yes.
Hello. Yes, I would like to request prayer for my friend. She is battling Parkinson, and I would like to add her to the prayer list tonight.
Parkinson. In the name of Jesus. And what is your friend's name?
Her name is Philander.
Did you say Philander?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Amen. And we believe God for Philander Parkinson's. There is nothing too hard for God. I've seen him do it. I've seen him. I've seen him heal Parkinson's. I've seen him do it. I don't know what you have, whether it's you need a new kidney. I've seen God do that. I've been in services. What is it that you need on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He created you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I enjoyed every evangelist home. This is our Sister Pack again. I'm asking prayer for my sister. She has Parkinson's. Her name is Ollie. And I'm praying, asking for prayer for my grandson and my niece. Amen. They are on drugs. Amen. Asking prayer for dad. And then I'm also praying for another one of my sons. Amen. And asking prayer for myself. My name is Sister Packer. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. Oh, yes, he is. My mother was on drugs for years. We had to hide our things. Because she would sell it to get her alcohol and her drugs. But can I tell you, when she closed her eyes, she was a preaching machine that the Father took the taste out of her. I walked in on her shooting needles and there would be bags of weed and they would have drug parties. But Jesus set her free, and the same power that set my mama free, I believe he's going to do it. He's going to do it again. Anybody else? Glory. Hallelujah. The healer's in the house. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The healer's here. He's here. His presence is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Is there anyone else that is battling, that you there's some things that needs to be shattered? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, We're going to go to the throne of grace. Oh, somebody say Jesus. We call you Jesus. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, and arise and establish legal right and dominion over the regions that come to attack us. In the name of Jesus, you have given us territories. You have given us covenant in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm asking you first to heal our land. Our eyes are on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for Abigail on tonight. We pray, God, that you will go in, that you will move, touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Move, God, go into her airway. Move, God, set out, take out infection and disease. Do it, Jesus, like you did Jairus' daughter. She was dead, but you said, arise, and she got up. Do it, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Philander on tonight. The doctor says, because we ain't going to say it, the doctor says that she has Parkinson's, but we know that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Tonight, we confess that she's healed from Parkinson's. Going to our areas of our body, going to the brain, in the name of Jesus, going to the skeletal systems, going to the areas it causes her to be unbalanced, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Ali. Oh, God, Ali will do the works that you have set for her. So we speak to her body, and we say, be healed, be delivered, be set free, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus comes against you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for her niece, and her son, those that are battling drugs, those that are bound, who feel like they got to wake up with it, who's stealing money, doing all kind of things that they were not raised to do. But in God, we asking you to set them free in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, do arrest. We set an arrest warrant in the name of Jesus that you will save them. Oh, God, to the utmost, in the name of Jesus, kill the taste. Kill the taste. Kill the desire. Let it make them sick. We don't care what you do. We just don't want it to take them out. So we're asking you, as one mother to another mother, one sister to another sister, to set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. And I pray for my sister. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would move. I pray for financial miracles. I pray, God, that you will go in and that you will bless her. Indeed, I pray, God, that you will move as only you can. I pray for favor in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that even though life situation has broken her, has made her feel sad, I pray, God, that you would move. I speak the word in the name of Jesus that she is indestructible, invincible in the name of Jesus. She's been broken, but she made it. Been sick, but she made it. So God, even though the storms of life that are raging, oh God, stand with her. Move, God, as only you can. Move in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it. We decree and declare that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, in the name of Jesus. And we come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven that our prayers are sitting at your footstool and that you are dispatching angels to go and see about my family, God, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Glory to be to God. It's in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We decree a breakthrough that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know somehow, and I know some way, we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. We're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. Fine. We're going to make it. Amen. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. The prayer
yes,
of faith has been prayed. Amen. The prayer of faith has been prayed. Amen. The Lord has come to make us whole tonight. He lets us know in his word, if any committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Amen. There's no reason why we cannot make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. God is on our side. He's there to help us. God is not our enemy. God is even not there to, amen, fight against us, but God is fighting for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We praise God tonight, amen, for such an, amen, inspiring word. Amen. I tell you, amen, it's very encouraging just to hear the word of God, because you don't know what people are really going through. In these times that we're living in, perilous times, amen, these last days, amen, people are going through, amen, tremendously. But one thing about it, amen, he said, like the preacher said, he said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. But he said, as I overcome them, amen, you shall overcome. And God, he, amen, he makes us to be overcomers. Amen. So I just bless God for the word. Amen. I'm just bearing witness to the word of God tonight, because the word of God is right. Lift up your heads, people of God. Hold your head up high. Amen. Don't you never let trouble get you down. Any trouble come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. Praise your way through. Amen. And God will give you the victory. So we just bless God tonight for the message as before stated. We thank God for the woman, God, coming, allowing God to use her, even with the illustrations, amen, of the testimonies. Amen. God is real just like that. Amen. God, he allows us to go through, amen, different things in our life so we could be a witness and so we could have a testimony to let somebody else know, amen, if he did it for me, I know he can do it for you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He has no respect to person. What he did for one, he'll do for any other. Amen. We thank God tonight. We bless God for this prayer service. Amen. We have been blessed from start to finish. Amen. I tell you, the praise of God was going up on his lawn. Amen. It began to just quicken me. It began to just pick me up. Amen. Motivate me. Encourage me. Amen. So the shield began to come and say, you can't hurry God. Amen. I know you feel like you've been in a storm too long. I know you feel like you've been in a storm and it seems like it's not ending. Seems like you're not seeing the break of day. But you cannot hurry God. No, no, no. You have to trust him and continuously give him time. You got to, amen, wait on God. Amen. But God, amen, he will see you through. Broken, but we made it. Glory be to God. It didn't, don't matter how long it has been. Broken, amen, but we made it. We're still here today. Everybody don't have that testimony. Everybody cannot testify and say, I made it. Many, amen, amen, have gone on because they didn't make it. But praise God, we were one of the ones who did. Amen. And we know that God brought us this far. Amen. He didn't bring us to leave us now. Amen. I don't feel no waste time. Come too far from where I started from. And nobody told me that the road was going to be easy. Amen. I never read that in the Bible. Nobody ever told me. But one thing they did tell me, one thing my Bible did tell me, that God will put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We feel encouraged tonight. Our hearts, amen, is uplifted. Amen. Our burden should feel lighter tonight, knowing that God is willing to carry our load if we only give it to him. Amen. So people of God, if you desire to receive a copy of tonight's, amen, service and message, amen, we advise you to get it. Truly, amen, the Lord can, amen, bless you and strengthen you through the praises that have went forth this night. Amen. He can strengthen you, encourage you through the word of God that has been declared over the airlines tonight. Amen. We advise you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast and listen to it over again because there's hope for your situation. Whatever it is that you're going through tonight, it doesn't matter. Amen. God can handle it, and God can bring you out victoriously. Amen. So we praise God tonight. If you so desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask if you would text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also to our international listeners, our listeners that are calling from other countries, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp. Text us at 678-608-7234, and we will be certain to give you a copy of tonight's broadcast soon as possible. Lord, stay the same. And when you get it and when you listen to it, amen, we want you to share this broadcast. Share this message with somebody else because somebody else needs hope tonight. The world needs hope. Amen. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And the only way they can get that hope is by you sharing the love of Jesus with them in the word of God. So we praise God. Amen. We look forward, amen, for you getting a copy of tonight's broadcast and being a blessing to others as well as yourself. Amen. People of God, we just thank you tonight for your patience. Amen, for even coming to this line. Amen. And before, amen, we go any further, amen, we want to just stop and, amen, pause for a minute. And we want to have a word of prayer and pray over the woman of God. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, the giver of every good and perfect gift, we only thank you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for faith in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know there's hope in the tree. Though it be cut down, but yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. Father God, raise us up tonight through your word. Give somebody hope tonight, liberty, freedom through your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore the joy of your people, God. Oh God, send restoration tonight, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, do it right now, Lord. Oh, God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you look on your woman servant tonight, God. Oh, God, touch her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever she stands in need of tonight, God, we're touching and agreeing that you're going to do it for her, God, according to your will, God, according to your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said we delight ourselves in you. You will give us the desires of our heart. Oh, God, you know that desire tonight. Oh, God, she's delighting to do your will. Oh, God, she's loving your word tonight. Oh, God, work it out. Make a way, God. You give the increase tonight, God. Oh, God, bless her home. Bless her family. Bless her going out and bless her coming in.
Hallelujah.
Even forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for increase tonight. Enlarge her territory, God. Oh, God, expand her borders tonight that she may declare your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, she's your yielded vessel tonight. Oh, God, she come to do the sweet will of our God in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we praise you. And for that, we give you glory, even for the woman of God tonight. We pray, God, that you will bless her tonight, God. Even as she lay down to rest tonight, God, let her sleep be sweet tonight. Give her that peace that's the path of all understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say you will keep us in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Lord, we trust you tonight, God. We take you at your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for strength right now. Oh, God, continue to encourage your heart. Oh, God, help her to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we believe and we kind of done already. Oh, God, she's already covered under the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Ah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory,
glory
be to God.
God.
We count it done right now. We believe God for blessings, and the blessing of God shall overtake thee in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We praise God once again for this night. Amen. I tell you, I have really been encouraged through the service tonight. Amen. God has really encouraged me. Amen. Through everything that I have heard tonight, God has really just uplifted my spirit through the praises and through the word of God. And this is what God comes to do, people of God. He comes to lift us up, to raise us up. Amen. And tell us to go on in his name. Amen. We can make it with the help of the Lord. Broken, but we made it. Amen. Well, we just thank God. We're going to move on out the way. But before we turn it back over to the woman of God, amen, we do have an announcement that we'd like to, amen, make to you. Amen. I consider this an urgent, urgent announcement. Amen. Please, please, everyone. Amen. Take heed to this announcement. Amen. Take heed to the announcement. Amen. We want to get the word out. We want you to help us to spread the word. Help us to spread the word. This is urgent, an urgency. This is an urgent call tonight. Amen. For the love of God to be shown. Amen. As before stated, we thank God for this prayer line. The Prayer News Network Global, it started out, amen, originally to be for just for 21 days, but God turned the 21 days into, amen, 667, 80 days, almost 2 years, amen, from 21 days to almost 2 years, amen. This is what the Lord has done every night, amen, not just some nights of the week, every night. Amen. Sunday to Sunday, Monday to Monday. Amen. We're here every night at 9 p.m. And praise God. Amen. God, he has blessed, amen, and given the vision to our founder, Evangelist Annette Bradley, amen, to establish this work. She herself did not know that this prayer line would be going on as long as it's continuously going on now. Amen. But God told her to drive and go forward. Slack not thy rod, except thy busy. And right now, God has not told her to stop. Amen. He's telling her to continue. Amen. So that the word of God can go out. Preach this gospel in all the world, that it may be a witness. Amen. To all people. Amen. So we praise God, and we say this to say, our visionary has a birthday coming up. Yes, Daniel Bradley has a birthday coming up this month, February the 17th, which is, amen, a few days. Amen. Less than 10 days. Amen. So we're asking everyone, if this broadcast, amen, has been, amen, a blessing to you, if this Prayer News Network has been a blessing to you, is a blessing to you, we want you, it's your turn, amen, to return the love of God. It's your turn to show your appreciation. You be that one leper that come back and tell the Lord thank you, amen, by showing your appreciation. So we're asking you, amen, if you would, Amen. To please, amen. Let's love on the woman of God. Let's help her to celebrate her birthday. She's not asking, amen, for us to do this. Amen. The Lord is leading me that we need to give honor where honor is due. And that's what we want to do tonight. We want to give honor where honor is due. We want to show our appreciation. We want to show our gratitude, amen, to the woman of God for her labor of love. Amen. That she has been laboring every night with this Prayer News Network Global. And we want to give you, amen, a couple addresses, amen, whatever means, ways that you choose, amen, to be a blessing into the woman of God's life, to plant a seed, to send some encouraging words, the cards, amen, whatever the Lord laying on your heart to, amen, bless the woman of God. We want you to do it because God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. You can give encouraging words. You can, amen, go and get a beautiful card that will encourage her heart. Amen. Words of expression. Let her know how much you have been blessed through this Prayer News Network Global Broadcast Outreach Ministry. So we want to give you a couple, amen, amen, addresses where you can, amen, correspond and say, amen, amen, do what it is that the Lord is laying on your heart. The first one is if you would like to be a blessing and sow a seed into her life, amen, amen, sow a seed, amen, to her for her birthday. If you want to send, amen, a seed, a financial blessing for her birthday, you can use, amen, Cash App. Those that desire to use Cash App and have Cash App, you can use Cash App. The Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Once again, if you choose a blessing through Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. And on the memo, you can write for your birthday. Amen. And she'll know the difference, amen, what this seed is going for. Amen. We want to be a blessing to the woman of God. She's been here, amen, all every day, all, amen, almost 2 years now. We've been here, amen. And she was here from the very beginning, from start. Amen. Many of us came after the start, but she was here from day one. Amen, but we made it. Amen, we made it, and we're still here today. Amen, so we're going to ask, amen, if you would do that. Also, if you would like to send correspondence, if you would like to correspond through mail, for those that may not have Cash App, but you want to send something in the mail to her, you still have time. You got a few more days. Amen, we have a new P.O. box. So we want you to get our new P.O. box address. And our P.O. box is Prayer News Network Global, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley. And our P.O. Box address is P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida. Zip code is 32353. Once again, if you would like to correspond and send cards and your love, amen, through mail, you can send it to our P.O. Box. And our P.O. Box is Prayer News Network Global, care of Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 2281, P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida. And the zip code is 32353. Amen. If you have any further questions, amen, or you need any further, amen, information, please reach out to us and we will, amen, give you, amen, what it is that you're, amen, needing. Amen, to be a blessing to the woman of God. So, amen, we thank you in advance. Amen, we look forward to each one of you. Amen, loving on the woman of God. Amen, sowing back into her life. Just to let her know how much we appreciate, amen, her obedience to the Lord. Amen, and we have been blessed. I know I have been blessed tremendously through this broadcast. The Lord has blessed me. Amen. Touched me. He has encouraged me. Has raised me up. Amen. He has done so many wonderful things in my life through this Prayer News Network Global. And I'm sure you got the same testimony. Amen. That you have been blessed since you've been on this line. Amen. So it's our turn, amen, to love on the woman of God and to let her know that we appreciate her labor of love and her obedience to the voice of God. Because if it had not been for her obeying God, there would be no Prayer News Network Global. But because she did obey God, she pushed through the storm, she pushed through the rain to obey God. And here we are today. We made it, amen, to almost 2 years. Amen. Put your hands together and give God some praise. Come on and put your hands together and give God some praise. Amen. He's worthy and he's good. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. So we praise God. We thank you for your, amen, your attentiveness to this announcement. Amen. Amen. We look, amen, for God to bless, amen, even through our giving. We're looking for God to bless and give an increase into our life. Amen. So we praise God for this night. Thank God for each one of you. Amen. Thank God for our first-time listeners. Amen. If this is your first time on the line, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where God is not dead, but he's yet alive. And what you need, God's got it. He has everything that you need. So without further amen preliminaries, amen, we're going to turn this part of the service back over to the hands of our speaker, amen, that she may have the last stand and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, back into your hands.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. And we thank God for all the of you who tuned in and or will later on tune in. We are very appreciative of the Father for all that he's done, and we thank him for all the prayer requests. I will personally still pray even after this and fast as well. Prayer and fasting, just it works, and so we will continue to do that and continue to pray for this awesome prayer line that started out as a 21-day journey and has went on almost 2 years. So I just want to just pray over you who I just sense in my spirit that some just really didn't feel comfortable pressing *6, but we don't want to leave you out. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for your love and your kindness that is better than life. We thank you for all that you've done, for you are the King of glory, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord strong. You come against strongholds and you deliver us, God, from emotional and social and different things that goes on, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, tonight we disengage demonic spirits from their hold off of the people, God. We pray the blood of Jesus Christ that you would move on every caller, every person that doubted and that did not think it's robbery. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We decree and declare that the assignment of the enemy is destroyed over their region, destroyed over their neighborhood, destroyed over their bodies, destroyed over their families, destroyed over their children, Father, in the name of Jesus, over their ministries, over pastors, doctors, and lawyers, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We decree and declare, Father, finances, that money will come, that businesses will be birthed on tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you for your manservant, and we thank you for your woman of God. We thank you, God, that demonic dryness and distress and disease and depression has no more power over your people. So we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, and let your fire fall, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give, oh God, we give it to you. We give you power. All the power belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you. And we thank you in it for freedom. Freedom, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We count it done in Jesus' name. People of God, we thank you once again for tuning into this broadcast. We invite you back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Come back tomorrow night. Believe in God for greater, because greater is coming. Thank you, woman of God, for your obedience to the voice of God this night. Amen. We love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Until tomorrow night, keep the faith. You can make it with the help of the Lord. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.